This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, talking about the persecution of liberation theologian John Sobrino. Most people believe that the Inquisition is now only an embarrassment in the Catholic Church's dark past. Execution and torture, some of the same techniques now revived by the Bush administration, are no longer practiced. But the careers of sincere Catholic leaders are still being ruined, and the psychological effects will linger for the rest of their lives. Father Sobrino, a leading liberation theologian in El Salvador, has learned that he's being punished for errors in his teachings and writing. It is said that the church fathers are especially concerned that Sobrino may not believe in Christ's divinity. Pope Benedict XVI is now planning his first trip to Latin America. Benedict was known as Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger under the previous pope. As head of the Congregation of the Doctrine of the Faith, Ratzinger was the Grand Inquisitor in charge of rooting out heretics. He started the investigation of Sobrino in 2001. Pope Benedict has always been a staunch opponent to liberation theology, one that focuses on the economic problems of the oppressed and the poor, rather than correct doctrine, the enforcing of which has always been the Inquisitor's job. It is also no accident that Fernando Lacalle, the Archbishop of San Salvador, was the one to announce the charges against Sobrino. A member of Opus Dei, the reactionary Catholic group made famous by the Da Vinci Code, was once a head priest for the Salvadorian military, which has now been implicated in the murder of nuns and priests, most notably Archbishop Oscar Romero, who was assassinated in 1980. At that time, the Reagan administration fully supported the Salvadoran military's campaign against leftist insurgents. UN Ambassador Jean Kilpatrick claimed that the Catholic sisters who were tortured and killed were really not nuns, and Alexander Haig, Reagan's Secretary of State, branded them as leftist sympathizers who got what they deserved. In the 1980s, I was teaching a course on contemporary theology that included a unit on liberation theology. In addition to studying the works of Sobrino, we also read the Brazilian Leonardo Boff and the Colombian Gustavo Gutierrez. Looking back at the notes for that course, I'm amazed at how little progress liberation theology has made in the intervening years. Conservative Christians still claim that the Bible supports free market economics, even though the early church practiced economic communism. Look at Acts chapter 2, verses 44 and 45. This was not just a temporary emergency policy, because 200 years later, the Christian theologian Tertullian explained that we hold everything in common except our wives. Free market reforms in Latin America, following Chile's model, have had limited success, and governments that have tried these policies have been turned out of office. The Chilean Socialist Party, that the Nixon administration tried to crush, is now back in power, and a woman whose father was killed by the U.S.-backed Pinochet dictatorship is now the new socialist prime minister. Liberation theology is not just about economic oppression. It is also about equal rights for women, people of color, gays, and lesbians. It is also about the right to be free from militarism and violent living conditions, and the liberation of all life from pollution and the effects of global warming. The need for progressive religious leaders is greater than ever. Their work for the poor and the oppressed should not be interrupted by trivial disputes about religious doctrine. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgier@adelphia.net or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.